Clapping, snapping, and tapping one's body can teach rhythm and enliven a musical performance. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, body percussion is also being used to make people feel better.
You can make a lot of sounds just by tapping different parts of your body. Get a lot of people together doing choreographed moves, and you have a performance. But that's not all. Ethnomusicologist Javier Romero, now based at the University of Alicante in Spain, was intrigued by the African practice of treating pain with movement and by the way different cultures view the relationship between music and movement.
Our music is in the brain and the body is more or less only for technique. If we travel to Africa, we can see the opposite. The body is the first and the second one is the brain.
He calls his method of body percussion BAPNI, an acronym for five disciplines.
Biomechanics, anatomy, psychology, neuroscience, and ethnomusicology.
BAPNI exercises use hands, feet, and vocal sounds in different sequences to stimulate executive functions such as attention, memory, impulse, and motor control.
You have to move your feet, you have to move your hands with different movements, and then you have to speak. Three different activities, but they are together all the time. If we change the activities maximal every 3 minutes, your brain is with high attention all the time.
Romero conducts research into the various applications of his method, from healthcare to teaching rhythms to young musicians to improving concentration and memory in the general population.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.